Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
See you, brother.
Good morning. What's going on, man?
Good morning. Another Saturday in the city.
I feel like, you know, I've been a sporadic guest for the past couple of years or so.
Well, yeah. I
feel like it's been almost like another year off. Just that one week.
Just that one week.
Just that one week was like, felt like 12 months of my life.
Oh, we can tell the story of where you were last week.
There's a story. Of course there's a story.
Yeah, of course there
is. It has to be, right? Because he was MIA.
Dude, I've been to rehab. I know all the stories.
Yeah, and I've heard the podcast, and you're really pounding me last week, dude.
Yeah, and you just don't show up to work.
Oh, what is he on?
It wasn't even St. Patrick's Day yet. What's your deal?
Oh, what's Bobo on?
Well,
what's he doing?
Well, it's kind of like just...
Yeah, when you don't just
hear
show
anything,
up, you don't have a phone.
No call, nothing.
I got a phone. I just didn't have it at the
just
time.
Just didn't have it with
it's
me.
It's a long story. I want to wait till Wolf's around because he's going to want
to
hear it.
Rehab.
Then I'm going
to
tell it.
I know.
And then I'll have to tell it again.
I know all the stories.
But I've spoken to all the principals
already
about this.
He just put me in my place, didn't he?
No, I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it to sound like that, JD.
No, that's okay.
Well, just think of the Eagle listeners out there, right? Okay, yeah. If they just didn't call into work and just no show,
sure,
you think they'd have a job the next week?
Right. You show up, you have a job. That's how much we love you.
Well, I appreciate that. But, I mean, it's legitimate, though.
God, man.
I had the worst 7 days of my life.
I just missed most of this. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, it's all right.
Speaking of, you got to watch out for this. You know, Connie cuts Bobo's check. Before she gets here.
Well, of course.
So
it's ready.
And I appreciate
it. So it's
that.
Probably just sitting there, and he's probably going to snap it. He's probably going to grab it and ask if anybody noticed because she didn't know he wasn't here.
Oh, does she not?
No.
Well, in this case, she does.
Well, that's interesting.
How would she know? Because she cut it on Friday, and he knows shows on Saturday.
Well, she asked me. She's like, well, this check's from last week. Does he get another one?
I was he does not.
I was like, no.
Oh, so you've docked me.
When you don't show, you get docked. Yes.
No, I mean, I know that. Yeah, you got to keep an eye on that check, man, because I'm so dishonest and sneaky.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, like I don't have the truth wide open, you know.
Oh, gosh. Listen to it.
Like Mick Jagger with my heart pouring out on the stage.
You get paid to be funny. Damn. When you're not funny, you can't get paid.
That's what I
and
do,
if you're
Negro.
Not, if you're not here, you can't be funny.
Oh, man, it was
you
not
F
funny.
And F?
It was not funny either. Bad deal.
What's funny today, Bobo?
Dance monkey boy.
Well,
what have you got that's so damn funny?
I'll tell you what.
Make me
laugh. Oh, Lord, here we go.
Just
Holy
like that?
Cow.
Yeah, that was no pressure. What? Bobo, what happened?
I want to laugh.
I'll buy OG.
It could be a funny story.
Yeah, it's a funny story.
Yeah. All right.
Anytime an alcoholic makes something up, it's normally funny.
It's actually not funny. It's actually, and there was no substance abuse.
No substance
involved,
abuse.
Of course.
Okay.
You guys joke about this a lot, but listen, I'm clean jelly bean these days.
Are you really?
Yeah. Sure gel. Sure gel.
No.
Sure, Joe. I'm a single dad. I bought a house. I got a hot tub on the porch.
Wait a minute.
boy.
Were you worried about a drug test? Is that why you didn't show up?
Yeah.
We don't drug here, test at the Will Barger Media Studios.
I thought. Well, you've been talking about it and all the sheer gel stuff from a couple weeks ago. And I thought this is when he does it. This is when they do it. Right?
No.
It's going to be a drug test. I better figure out some way out of this.
Panty raid.
Okay. Is it a good story? I'll bite.
No, I'll tell you what happened. Okay. You know.
I'll bite.
He's wanting you to be funny too. Can you hurry up and be funny?
I had some car trouble, and at my first earliest opportunity, I texted Turley.
Okay.
You know, hey, transpo trouble this morning. Little trouble with the transportation.
Right? That was like at 12 o'clock though.
Well, okay. Let me tell you what happened though, man.
Here it is.
It's like I drive in from about 60 miles out. Okay, and 35W is a mess. Getting into Fort Worth, so I don't go that way anymore.
Okay.
There's a town called Decatur out in Wise County, and I take a turn to the east. Is it?
Right. Yeah. Come on.
On 7:30, drive through a little town called Boyd, and then Azle up the Jacksboro Highway. Well, I made it as far as that big. They have a great big, I don't know what it looks like, man.
UFO?
Like a filled condom-looking water tower in Boyd.
Okay.
And it's right across from a big residential, a Richie Rich residential area. They built
in Boyd, like, Richie Rich residential.
Yeah, okay. Kind of like Trophy Club.
Now I'm laughing.
All the meth manufacturers got together and started their own little Trophy Club knockoff.
It's the Walter Whites of the world. Right. Those are the ones.
Right.
It's the guy that owns the gas pipe.
No,
the gas pipe. Hey, little Red Riding Hood.
It was getting really, I mean, and this is 6 a.m, okay?
It's still dark.
It's getting really dark. I mean, my headlights are not driving old. You know, Malibu, man, the headlights aren't great anyway, but I thought, like, it's
God
looking
damn.
Especially dark outside.
Are you going to tell the story, or are you going to tell me about how your hair grows?
And then my console lights
what we
are
got.
Getting
here's
really
what we
dim.
Have right now. We have Bobbo.
I'm like, man.
Bobbo's on dope time, and John is on coke time.
So, long story short, my alternator quits on me.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
So, the car just rolls to a stop. I could have gotten further, because it's right kind of at the crest of a hill, but I thought, nope, houses are here. Houses are good. So, luckily I did that. Well, you're broken down. What are you going to do? You call somebody.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Oh, man, where's my phone?
Oh, no.
Well, this story's... He's got it all lined up so far.
That's pretty good. Because
I do this at work probably half of the days of the week. I'll get to work and say, oh, man, where's my phone?
Because
I've got a new phone. It doesn't fit in my pocket, and I forget to throw it in the bag.
Oh, I know. I had an ex-girlfriend with the same story. Go ahead.
But I'm real close to this housing division, so I walk back to the gate, and I'm thinking there's a guard, but there's no guard in the little thing they got out there.
And boy.
In fact, there's not a little thing out there.
There's barely a public school system, but go ahead.
But there is a fellow driving his truck out. And he's a plumber, painter, you know, caretaker type. Got him red tar. And he stops and says, hey, man, is that your car over there? You broken down? And he speaks my language, obviously.
Yeah.
So I used his phone, called my friend Brian, and got him to bring the trailer down, pull me back. Well, guess what? They don't have the part in Bridgeport. They don't have the part in Bowie. I had to go to Wichita Falls to buy the part. All they had was a brand new OEM Ultra. Costs $187 plus a core charge, and guess what? And I get to put it in.
Well, good.
So when you got this ride from this guy,
so 10 minutes ago you could have said, "Well, if the alternator went out of my car."
Right. Well, I mean, I thought you'd enjoy the experience.
But hold on, when you got this ride from this guy, he's probably got a cell phone, right?
He did.
Why didn't you just text us or call us and say, hey, I mean, we were legitimately worried. We didn't know if you possibly OD'd or something.
Well, I'm in crisis mode, Turley. I got no ride. I'm going to miss work, you know?
Yeah, but my first thought is like, hey, there's people counting on me.
Hey, dude,
I need to let them know.
The guy was that friendly. How many calls do you think he was going to let me make?
I mean, if he made,
everybody's
let you make
unlimited.
One.
Unlimited.
Yeah.
And you smoked him up, too.
I'm proud of the way that my non-panic mode kicked in and I was able to stay alive and get myself.
You do that when you're,
you know.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Well, good
it's
job.
It's 8:20.
And you guys need to once in a while. You need to have a show that's kind of, you know, serious, like you did last week.
Serious.
Good. Yeah.
Well, we're glad you're safe.
You know,
and there's all is well in the universe.
Right.
I went to Nakona. I was up there last weekend.
Did you really?
I could have been able to hitch you a ride.
You actually could have, yeah.
If I'd have left a day earlier.
Speaking of places with no public water.
Nakona?
Yeah.
No, they got water.
They still have an ISD.
They don't have it, yeah.
Actually, where my house was in Prairie Valley ISD, which is out by Spanish Fork.
That's where the rich people
which
live.
Which is, oh, yeah.
I've been at your house.
In the cows.
Your old house.
And that place is so cool. If you look up on Facebook, Comanche Rose Ranch... or Google Nakona Mansion. The guy I sold that place to has turned it into a... He leases it out for weddings now.
Was that what it is?
Yep.
I mean, it's
huge. Oh, was that your old place?
Yeah.
I did a wedding there last summer.
Did you really?
Yeah, round staircase up to a balcony.
That's his house.
Old stone, native stone.
Yes.
That's awesome. I really did.
I believe you. That's funny.
Awesome joint. Why? How could you sell that?
You didn't know I lived there?
No.
I lived there for 5 years.
On the radio, think Dallas.
I should have known, though, with the kitchen and everything. It's got you all over it.
That's my house.
It looks like a wolf house.
I did that house. I redid that house 10 years ago.
Son of a bitch.
You really did it.
It did have him all over it for a while.
It's a big old mansion, right?
And probably if you got a flashlight.
It's really not. And that's what they call it. They call it the mansion.
Right.
Nobody got that.
I did.
That's crazy.
What did
it's
you
beautiful
say?
Up in that part of the world. I wasn't even scared walking around Boyd in the dark. You know, I was telling, when I finally talked to
Turley.
That
place was haunted.
He goes, dude,
that
man.
That house was haunted. I don't care about Boyd anymore.
For the radio people, think South Fork Ranch times about 3. It's huge.
Well, that place was supposed to be Dallas number 2.
Yeah.
That what?
When they were going to do the Dallas remake.
Right.
They
were going to use that?
My place was going to be South Fork 2.
I can totally see that.
Absolutely.
Totally see
And they were going to put pump jacks in the back.
Right.
And then the guy that had it before me, Lyndall O'Neill, is the one who was working that deal in the 90s. Then Texasville, the spinoff of Last Picture Show, it was going to be the house for that too, and it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Then the guy died, and his wife was left with his 20,000 square foot mansion, 300 acres, and it was too much for her, so she moved to town and sold the place to James Cavender, Cavender Boots.
Okay.
And I bought it from, he sold it to a gal. He never moved in it.
Okay.
This couple would drive from Florida to Colorado to go skiing.
All home.
And they saw this place. They took the back way through the country, and they saw this place. They were just mesmerized.
Yes, Bobo, tell us more.
Right. And I will hurry up. So
great story, man.
They bought it from Cavender.
Dude, shut up, JD, man.
They bought it from Cavender.
Yes.
And gave him a big down payment, and he carried the note on it.
Wow.
And she's talking to her daughter. I called her to verify all this. She's talking to her daughter one night in Maine, and she's at the ranch in Nakona.
Yes.
The new owner. And the daughter's telling her a story about a dream she had where this lady came out of the wall in these flowing robes and booga, booga, booga.
Okay.
Okay.
In the house.
It's off. No. The lady's...
The lady's somewhere else.
In Maine.
Right.
The daughter is. The lady in the house, the next day, she sees the lady come out of the wall.
Wow.
And she moved the hell out of there.
So it's a ghost house.
So it's a ghost. It's
she moved out of there.
You don't mind staying there?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
And I think that lady is crazier than an S house rat.
I got you.
And I lived there for 5 years. And I sold it to the guy who has it now that turned it into a wedding venue.
Gotcha. That's beautiful.
He lives in the guest house in the big house. The main rooms are empty and the deals are all. But anyway, if you want to lease it, I think he charges $3,500 an event.
Wow. You think she's crazy, man, the lady?
Yeah, because I lived there a long time. Dude, when I had that motocross wreck and was in a wheelchair and they ramped it up for me, and I was there a lot.
Oh, were you laid up there?
That's where I was laid up.
I did not know that.
Yes.
And you never saw, like...
I never saw a ghost. No.
John Wolf.
Okay, really.
I'm the lady.
Really, really we need to stop. Really?
I'm gonna get you.
I saw it.
That's what ghosts do, man.
In Comanche Rose Ranch, the Nakona Mansion. It's a cool place. Very cool place. Yeah. But he was nice enough. I said, hey, my kids, two of them are basically born here. One of them conceived and born, and the other one moved there when she was one. And they really don't remember it. We'd like spring break.
Right.
You mind if we go up and spay the weekend? He's like, bring it on, dude.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Right, and now the place is empty, and the lady, like, late at night, man, nobody can hear. She's
That's spooky.
Where are my babies?
We should take this show on the road come Halloween and stay the night, all of us.
You really did a wedding there?
I did, yeah.
Funny.
Jackie Betts.
I'm serious about staying the night there at Halloween.
It'll be fine. Let's do it. I'm down.
All right.
It's an awesome place.
800-800-7234.
800-800-7234. Give me the VIN. V-I-N. Give me the VIN.com is what this show is powered by. We will buy your car. Give me the VIN. We'll buy your car. You can go to givemethevin.com. Put in your VIN number. Push a couple of pictures and get an offer emailed to you. If you don't believe it, just call the show now and I'll bid the damn car myself. I'll tell you what we'll give. 800-800-7234.
I wish you wouldn't cuss.
800-800-7234. Daddy, I hate it when you cuss. 800-800-7234. 800-800-RADIO. Phone lines are wide open and flowing in the breeze.
And you ain't scared of the big rigs, like $100,000 rigs either.
I don't want to talk about where we bought them, but yes. No, I'm not scared at all. I've had a lot of heavies this week.
Have you?
Have you?
Yeah, we bought a... Actually, have you talked to Brady? Are those cars inside?
As far as I know, I have not, though, talked to him.
Spent about like $300, $400. Yeah, I got a couple $100,000 cars that you didn't see yet, that aren't here yet. But after that hail storm...
I was going to say, how many of them got hit by the hail?
None, but I had 20 at our office outside the radio studio that right. that are all lined up over there.
Yeah.
If you guys... Oh, shit!
Oh, man. Oh, hit it! Hit it.
What happened to you then?
I got it.
He hit his coffee.
I got it.
We're going to cover that. Did you hit it?
Yep.
Okay.
We're good.
I get that all the time, man.
We spilled some coffee. All right. What do you? Are we rapping?
Actually, yeah, we're right up against the
hey,
break.
Baba,
so.
Why don't you take us out?
Go yeah, what's on, coming up?
Get them little old pants off. We got great music on hey, the way, man, about? From Pearl Jam and Aerosmith, Zac Brown Band, and more next on 97.1 Eagle.
Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
Gotta love this song. Decide to walk with me. This is a weird recording of it?
No, this is how it sounds. In stereo, man.
It's got some
on the Eagle. We're rocking it out on the Eagles, Toadies, man.
Don't ever do that again.
Here's a song for Dimebag Dave, man. All the girls at the Valley View Mall.
What happened to you people?
It's the Toadies, man.
You were so normal just a moment
JD,
ago.
You are the best thing on radio.
Rocking out with your rooster out.
So painful.
800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. Why do I have Jared Nigg written down?
John... You know, there are 19 different ways to tell that story. You just did the worst possible lead-in.
Obviously a nickname.
You are never going to get the right headlines for the Dallas Morning News like that. God. Well, let's start off with that, Jared Fogle.
Good morning, J.D. Ryan.
Man, Jared Fogle, the subway guy, got beat up by a guy named Stephen Nigg.
Nick?
Nigg, N-I-G-G, Steven.
Is he a white
no
guy?
One record Nigg. This, please. I don't need
Greek?
This stress.
No, I don't think he's Greek.
Is he Mexican?
What kind of name is that?
Fogle.
He's a Canadian.
I was Canadian,
the
yeah.
Subway spokesman, Fogle, got jumped in the rec yard at Inglewood Prison in Colorado back on January 29th. Not much of a fight. Inmate Steven Nigg pushed Fogle down
and
then beat him in the face a little bit. He didn't break his nose. He bloodied his nose, gave him some scratches and
stuff. Yeah, because I heard what you did with those kids, you know, and I got to come over and kick your ass, okay? Sorry.
That's the Canadian Nigg beating him up?
Yeah, I'm going to beat your ass, eh? Because of what you done to those kids? You got pictures? Yeah, okay. Oh, sorry.
Basically, Steven said he was upset because so many child sex predators are housed in the low-security facility, and Fogle has security guards around him. So this Fogle guy somehow...
Fogle has security inside prison?
That's what it says
Jared,
here.
Jared, the subway man?
Yeah, he says he's paid private security guys with his money to kind of watch his back.
In
the prison, is what it says here.
I didn't know that was allowed.
Nigg told his family he did it for the... I'm reading this off...
That's really hard
I'm
for you to
reading
say, JD.
I'm offended, JD.
I'm really reading it right say, off man. The newswire.
Start over.
Steven.
No, what's his name?
Told his family he did it for the victims and their families after seeing Fogle use his money for extra food and bodyguards.
Oh. Maybe it'd be easier if you just called him Mr. Nigg.
Steven Nigg said he caught Fogle in the yard with one of his paid bodyguards, and the bodyguard let him attack Fogle. Stephen Nigg told his family he was frustrated about the Inglewood prison and its program for child molesters.
Frustrated?
And the background story is Nigg's actually a pretty... Stephen is a nice guy. Oh, my God. Why am I doing this? Stephen is a nice guy. Basically, he got in trouble. He was selling some weapons that he should not have been selling. So it was a weapons charge that got him in prison. And they said while he was out, he was doing nice things like playing Santa Claus and Easter Bunny for his neighborhood. He was a good citizen.
I heard he was a hard pipe hitting there.
Yeah, he's, John, really.
Yeah, sorry about your nose, eh?
I'm not sure that any of that's appropriate. So, anyway, that's what happened.
Then. Hold you like one in the eye now.
That's what happened when Jared and Steven met up.
That's what happens when you God. Cross.
Why you gotta do this?
When you cross, guy's name in Pulp?
I'm not doing anymore.
Big Black.
Jules?
No, the drug dealer.
Yeah, that's Jules.
No. Marcellus.
Yeah, that's Marcellus. What happens. You get the hard pipe, Nick.
What does Steven Nigg look like?
You get the hard pipe hitting, brothers.
Can we not?
We ain't okay. There ain't no you and me. Is that what he told Jared?
No.
There ain't no you and me.
No more. Your L.A. privileges is provoked.
Revoked.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Moron.
What else you want to hear?
Call 800-800-RADIO now for the Grand Dragon's greatest hits. J.D. Ryan, as you've never heard of him.
No,
yeah, why would J.D.
No.
Ryan find this story?
No, I didn't, because it's the top of the news you asked about.
The Adventures of Captain Nick.
Look, listen, I didn't bring this up, John did. This is not funny.
You made that up, dude.
I don't even know if it's true.
Hey, we bit cars during the break when we were... When
yeah, why don't we get back to cars?
When they were playing music, people called in a bit cars. I'll do it on the air
March
if you want
Madness?
To.
There's March Madness. There's another Trump fight. There's another... a rally in Utah. They got all
Black
upset
Panthers.
In Utah. No, supporters of the Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump
and protesters
clashed in Utah.
So Utah. Salt Lake City, right?
Salt Lake City, Utah. Crowds who chanted Donald Trump were met with Mr. Hate, get out of our state, as police and riot gear blocked the entrance of the Infinity Center in Salt Lake City. Let's see.
Mormons are protesting,
yes,
right?
Correct. So protesters were... Oh, this really says this. We're pelted with rocks. I swear I'm not making
how
it up.
How do they have this deal set up with multiple women and everybody's cool with it?
What are we talking about?
Mormons.
Oh, because that's their religion.
Well, it's not anymore.
The man is the... Yeah, go
so
ahead.
Is Scientology.
It's been against federal law for like 100 years.
Yeah, well, that's...
You know.
Yeah, well.
But so has marijuana.
Here we go.
Those Mormons are lawbreakers, dude. They're outlaws. They don't have a reputation for it because they're real squeaky clean. You know what I mean? No caffeine. You know, they rarely even eat red meat.
Uh-huh. Have you watched the TV show?
But deep inside, yeah, Big Love TV show.
Yeah, I love that show.
But not Big Love, but the other one with the goofy guy in the convertible Lexus with the blonde
hair.
Oh, the real
one? No, I can't take it, man.
He's weird.
Those child brides, that freaks me out, dude.
He's got,
five
of them.
I got
daughters. And they're all side by side the same neighborhood.
You know, anybody with daughters, you know, I want to...
He drives a two-door car. He's got 27 kids and 5 wives.
It makes
he don't want nobody around. He looks like he's working on picking up his next one all the time.
It offends me
so
deeply.
Hey, girls, I'll be back later. I'm going to go trolling for teenagers. You know, I'm going to go over to the middle school and do some burnouts.
In the new vernacular, in the J.D. Ryan vernacular.
What?
It makes me want to pull a nig and go over there and beat his ass.
It's not. I didn't say that.
800-800-72-TREE-FO.
Thank you.
800-800-72-TREE-FO.
I ask myself, you know, WWND, you know.
What Steven Nigg do?
What would Nigg do?
Steven's Niggs do. 800-800-RADIO.
Hey, Longhorns lost last night. Anybody care?
Bobo, we need to reset something real quick.
Grand Dragon.
No.
It's been a while. And we've established this over the years. You know, I've been doing this a long time. But when you take 1 week off, you forget things. Throughout my life and career, have gotten myself in plenty of GD trouble.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen to that.
And
how'd you do that?
I don't need you getting me in any mo. So when you gonna walk all over the line, you can touch it. But when you start going too far, you're riding in my car, so they're taking down my license plate,
yours. You're right, and I apologize. But
I don't need pig vomit calling me Monday morning. He's rolling out of his waterbed right now with the monitors on in his loft and say that because you just pushed a little bit too far just a minute ago.
Hi, John. Yeah. Listen, about the Nigg thing.
Easy.
We don't want you to, you know. Can you, is there any way you can keep J.D. Ryan off of that kind of story?
Because
he used to do that all the time, and we had to finally just tell him no more.
That's why we fired him.
In fact, we banned the letter N for like 3 years.
So, other stories?
Again.
You should have heard him talk without any ends at
the
all.
The head. It's like, hilarious. It's almost as bad as that front tooth he's missing in that list.
I know.
The best ratings we'd ever had.
In the story,
yes.
Jared Fogle from Subway was assaulted by Steven Nigg in the prison yard.
Thank you. Yes, that's what happened.
So if anyone missed the first part of this and you want to call to complain,
Lord is my
you
shepherd.
Need to Google it.
I shall not want.
On the other hand, my friend Charlie Murphy told me personally, he said, if it's mean and it's funny, you go for the money.
800-800-7234. 800-800-7234. You remember the night I told his punchline at the comedy club?
That's a great story.
Dude, that was bad. We went to Charlie Murphy's show, yeah. And at the end, he was setting it all up, and I was like, here's your Aunt Bunny, you know, from Eddie's old tape.
He's got a sweet deal, and he's talking about his daughter, and he's putting his daughter to bed at night, and she's feeling his whiskers, and she says, Daddy, what is that? And he says, it's a beard. And, you know, my brother Eddie has a beard, too. And John goes, Aunt Bunny had a beard.
This is on stage. So he's on stage, and you stood up.
And it was quiet.
Oh, no.
And Charlie Murphy turned sideways, like whipcord sideways. Big eyes, nothing but eyeballs on the stage, man, looking right at John. And I was like, oh, my God, he's going to kill us all. This is when I first came to work down here.
He's like, you got anything else? You just stole my punchline.
Yeah.
And then Bob, then I look, and we're house full of black people.
Okay, so?
And they're all looking at me. And we're just the only two whiteys in there.
Yeah. Right.
And they're looking at me like the guys, like the guys in the Dexter Lake Club in the Animal House.
Right.
Yeah, it was bad.
Can we dance with your dates?
All right.
No, everybody's looking at us, and I looked at Bob and said, we need to get the hell out of here now. Now, we got to book.
You hollered at me halfway across the floor because I was already headed that way, Jack. It was a bad, bad, bad
scene.
You
said, hang on, I got to go pee. I'm like, we can pee in the parking lot.
Oh, man.
We got to go. We got to roll. We got to scoot.
But, I mean, that's typical JCW, right? Without provocation.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And Buddy had a beard. Oh, my God. And Charlie.
800-800-7234. 800-800-7234. We are live. It is 8:54 a.m. We're on the Eagle. You can go to givemethevin.com. Givemethevin.com to sell us your car. Just call in and I'll bid your car right now while we're on the air. And we'll put you on the air. 800-800-RADIO. 800-800-7234.
Not just bid.
Buy. Yeah.
Buy.
Buy a car.
Do you know if we got those $500,000 worth of cars moved yesterday on those high lines?
Far as I know, yes. I
can pray. Without accident?
Yeah, there was no call at 8 o'clock at night. Hey,
dude,
who do we call to tow a G-Wagon that's worth $100,000?
125, to be exact.
Man.
What'd you have?
It's a 15 G63. It's a cool car. Yeah, we bought some cool cars all week long. I've got cars stuck in Louisiana this week because the truckers are scared to go down there because the levee might break. We need to play Led Zeppelin when the levee breaks.
Well,
Frosty, if you could plug that one in.
I-10's been closed. Along.
Yeah. I-10, but that is not the whole state. There's another one called I-49 that the trucks can get down to go get my damn cars. I think they're being lazy.
Okay.
I got in a big argument with
them
yesterday.
It's a good thing they weren't here. There was $300 million worth of hail damage in Fort Worth. So they did you a favor. You could say thank you.
I understand, but now that's come and gone, and we need business proceeds. We buy cars, we move cars, and leaving them laying around is no good. I don't know. I need to get them moved. I mean, it's money, honey. It's sitting around. It's lots of it. 800-800-7234. 800-800-7234. 800-800-RADIO. I got up in the middle of the night. Speaking of car dealers, and I noticed that Mike Brosen is not my friend on Facebook. I asked him to be a friend 2 years ago.
Who's Mike Brosen?
He's a buddy of mine. I'm not going to say the dealership that he runs. But
this guy rode
with me in airplanes. I flew his ass around. I took him to Louisiana one time years ago.
Why would anyone care about this?
They won't.
Okay.
But I want to know why. At what point are you a friend? I took him to an auction in Louisiana. And he needed a way home. He wanted to stop in East Texas, so he took a Buick that I bought.
Yes.
And he left it in the hotel. He told me, oh, no, no, no. Long story short, this is 12 years ago. I've never seen the Buick again. He lost my Buick.
What?
I'm taking him to my honey lease.
Maybe that's why he didn't want to be your friend. He lost your car.
Yeah, Mike Brosen lost my car.
Yeah, he's not my so friend. Bad about it.
It's just when you think about all the experiences you have with somebody and they didn't add you as a friend on Facebook.
That's a great story. Will you tell it again later? John Clay Wolf Show is coming right back.
We'll be back with more John Clay Wolf, plus music from Avenged Sevenfold, Stone Temple Pilots, and more next on 97.1 The Eagle.
Broadcasting live from the Wolf Radio Studios, it's time for the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up now, 800-800-RADIO, or log on to GoWolf.com. Now, John Clay Wolf.
When you say bitches, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, there's a certain kind of people, man, that complain all the time.
Yeah?
That's what I'm talking about.
I can't tell if the ratings, if they're complaining or if they're normal. I just did total population 18-plus during the time slot.
Huh. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Listenership.
Okay. Good, bad, up, down?
Oh, good. The Dallas show, the ratings doubled the first month.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
That ought to be worse than Black Sabbath tickets, man.
We ought to say that on the Eagle Show. We ought to save this for that.
By golly, I will.
Eagle Show. Because right now we're on
replay. Yeah, if we had like a host that would have come in and been prepared for the Dallas show.
Well, I spilled coffee all over myself.
Yeah,
boy, did you.
Yeah, we're 5 minutes in, he spills hot coffee all over and then says the big S word.
Loud.
Right in the mic. You couldn't do it off mic.
We had to dump it out.
Well, in
it
was slow motion.
It was a crash. It was an accident.
It was.
I dumped a half a gallon of Hoff coffee. Sorry, everyone. I'm having a stroke. I'll be right back momentarily. Oh, now this blood clot is off my brain. Hot coffee. Yeah. And I soiled myself. I soiled my britches. I'm talking to you naked. I took my pants off. And I do have my underwear on,
John,
but they are wet.
Why you got your pants off?
That's nasty,
baby.
They're wet.
Yo, they're nasty, baby. Those crisis moments that were precious over the years on this program. If people who just started listening, I know there are a lot in Houston that are really just, is still growing, you know. That time you shot the old boy in the eye with the with the B-12 chem tool. That was precious.
Were you here, JD?
I was here.
That was awesome.
That was great. I was sitting right by going, again, everything slowed down, just like with the coffee. It's like, don't spray him in the eye.
I did not know that it was a projectile. Like, we were pushing Berryman's B-12 chem tool. They were a sponsor of the show.
Right.
Yeah.
And Kent was talking this and that, Kent Montgomery from Van Tile.
Right.
I said, look, it works great. If you get a sniff off of it, you might catch a buzz. And I sprayed it at him, and it came out like hornet spray.
It came out.
Yeah, but you like blocked this out, because as you sprayed it, you said, get you some, buddy.
He did.
And the guy goes, ah! He was like Arnold Schwarzenegger being
right
tortured.
In his
ran to the bathroom, man. He's shoving water in his eyes. Just like, shut it off. Go to break.
Me and Bob were looking at each other like, should we laugh?
Do we still have that audio? Actually, we just replayed it. That's okay.
God, that was. Do you have it, you think?
I have to dig it up somewhere.
I mean, oh, that'd be worth
digging. I knew you didn't want to play it for a while because you felt really bad, like you might have blinded him.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of my best friends.
This guy. It is dangerous. If you had lit his face on fire right there, it would have gone.
Did you see the bartender on the internet who poured the shot on the guy and lit it and burned his head off?
No. Yeah.
I mean, he didn't burn it off, but it engulfed his head, his whole upper body torso in flame.
I've seen a lot of those. That's funny.
You were so near to a disaster that day, man. But that made great radio is what I'm talking about. Those little crisis moments.
Yeah.
Radio gold.
We'll hear the coffee spill later, too. I'll pull it.
800-800-7234. 800-800-7234. 800-800-RADIO. We have a huge story for the show today.
Can I get you some, buddy?
We do?
on my run sheet, I've got Jared Nigg written
no,
down.
No, we're not going to talk about God, what is wrong with you? No.
You got what written down?
No.
Jared Nigg.
No.
John, what is that?
That's the Subway guy.
It's got to be a nickname, doesn't
no,
it?
No, it's not. It's Jared Fogel from Subway.
Well, and I wrote it down like this so it remind me of the guy that beat him up.
He was attacked by a guy named Steven, whose last name happens to be Nigg.
What?
He pushed Fogel down and then unloaded
him. What
kind
of name is that? Hold on, hold on. Wait, wait.
What do you mean, what kind of name? It's just a name.
White boy, you ever had a beat down Nigg style?
Stop, stop.
Is this a Greek guy? What kind of name is that?
He's a Canadian.
He what?
He's a Canadian. Anyway.
He's a Canadian.
I don't know, but he beat up Jared Fogel. Now, Jared Fogel's in
how
a minimum security.
How hard would it be to beat up Jared Fogel?
Not hard at all. And the guy
he's softy.
He didn't kill him. He bloodied his nose, gave him some scratches. He said he did it for all the families of the kids that Jared supposedly.
Did he rip his britches down right. and give him a sphincter wrestling?
You're darn right. Are you Fogel? I'm here to beat your ass because of what you done to those kids, eh?
His family said they're not surprised with what Nigg did. We're told Stevens... Stop laughing. That's the guy's name. Stevens kissed because he is upset because many of the child sex predators are housed in the low-security facility, and Fogel was just the last straw. Right. And Fogel, by the way, said he got tired of seeing Fogel spend his money, so apparently he has money in there, on extra food and security. So Fogel has paid people to watch his back.
So this was the one Nigg that he really didn't want to see.
This particular... I'm going to ignore
this
you.
This is the one Nigg he stop really it. Didn't want to F with.
Well, he just messed with the wrong Nigg.
Stop. I want you guys to stop. I'm going to ask you once, and I'm going to hit you. Okay.
He just picked the wrong Steven to mess with.
Yeah.
Okay, so
bad luck, Steven.
I'm going to stop talking to both of you now. I'm going to throw that story away. We're going to go.
I just don't understand why J.D. Ryan would find that story.
Yeah, there's no reason for me to find anything interesting at all.
I wonder why.
Jerry, good morning. You're on the air.
God. Hey, what's going on, guys? Just wanted to find out if my car's worth anything after I take the dead bodies out of the trunk.
Usually, yeah. Usually.
All right, cool. I'll Febreze it. Don't worry.
What have you got?
I got a 2010 Mazda CX-7. It's black with 100,000 miles, four cylinder, moonroof, rear view camera. In really good shape.
I thought that all those were six cylinders.
No, they have four and six.
Okay.
I cheaped out.
So it's cloth.
Yeah, it's cool.
Charlie, what are those worth? I hadn't bought one in 2 weeks, and I forgot. Are they $4,000 or $6,000?
I was communicating downline. What was it, question?
Oh, I don't know. Look
there's not a lot of trunk there, is there?
Well, no, it's a SUV. It's a CX-7, right?
Yeah, it's like the smaller version of the CX-9. It's a little crossover.
The 9 is what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, it's the larger one.
The 9 is the bigger one. Let me look it up real quick. I'm thinking $4,000. Let me look. CX-7, four-cylinder, two-wheel drive, dead bodies, Pink Floyd.
What's the miles?
Two dead bodies.
Two dead bodies. Does it have hubcaps or alloy wheels?
Dead bodies hit the floor.
Alloy.
Mm. Is it a touring or a sport? Who knows?
It's sport.
What difference does it really make in the world of Chinese 100,000-mile? Oh, they're not Chinese or Japanese? Oh, okay. That's fine. Let's meet in the middle, like they did in that country song, between your house and mine, and just do $5,000.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Go to givemethevin.com, load it up, we'll get you paid, if it's what you say it is. I'm sure it is.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.
800-800-7234-800-800-7234-800-800-radio.
Our listeners are so cool.
They are cool.
You know, guy calls in, he's got a car, of course, legitimately, but he's also got a story. You got to love that, man.
Yeah.
I do. I know I do. And it's a story without any racial undertones, JD.
Oh, my Lord. Well, how did I get involved? I read this story.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Grand Dragon.
No, really, is this appropriate?
I was just kidding.
I asked people on my Facebook page, and you can add me as a friend, John Clay Wolf, for John Clay Wolf Show. What do we need to talk about today? Yeah, I've got
John's
no material.
John's doing a show prep on Facebook.
I love it. Chick Diggler, who is a Dirk Diggler, Chick Diggler. He came in the studio one time about 3 years ago. Do you remember that guy who was flying through? He's from Houston. He was flying to Cleveland, and he did a layover in DFW, and he said, can I come sit in the studio with you guys? I'm a big fan.
Huh.
And we had him come in. He was a great guy, and he still listens to us up in Cleveland.
Wow.
But he said, just retell the story of seeing your old girlfriend in the Colorado strip club.
That's a good one.
That's the best one.
That's the best. That's a great story. Because you went up there just to see her.
Have you said that on the Eagle? I don't know.
No. So we ought to. Yeah. Well, you know what? We had to give 30 minutes this morning to Bobo's alternator.
Oh, it wasn't.
Yeah, no one knows about this.
I had all these big plans, but.
Well, you asked me anyway.
I did ask you, but I didn't ask you to go on for 15 minutes about an alternator on a $200 car.
Well, what was your girlfriend's name that you saw in Colorado, Christine Pollock?
I can't say because I don't want to defame her stripperness on public airwaves.
For those,
but I will say that she was a little Pam Anderson wannabe with money. And her daddy was rich, and she got on the junk, and not the junk, but the toot. Is that what you call it?
Toot.
Yeah. And she moved up. She told her parents she's going to go be a ski instructor in Vail.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
She was stripping at the...
But you had a friend tell you this, and you had to fly up there to see it. Yeah.
Here's the truth.
And she did experience a lot of fresh snow cover.
Oh, here we go. We have truth now. Tell us.
My wife at the time...
Yes.
Her dad's got a jet, and they were going to Denver. And I had a guy that works for me go to Denver to go buy cars. And I said, you can jump on my in-law's jet and get a ride up there.
Okay.
Go buy these cars. But after you're done that night, I want you to go to the Golden, God, what's the place called?
Doesn't matter.
Denver?
The strip bar.
Golden Nugget.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. It's on the end.
I heard that this girl that he knew is working there. Because I had another friend tell me from a friend about a week before that this was going on.
Okay.
So I arranged for an employee to be transported to Denver to verify her presence as a stripper in the strip club. He called me and said, I've got the red Suburban with the Texas plates and Mack Churchill dealers. It's all Fort Worth stuff. I said, does it have a gray bottom? Yes. Okay, she's been stepped down by her parents. If she's driving Mama's old Suburban now, then we've got problems.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you transportation, but we're not going to keep you in a new BMW for 3 years anymore.
Gotcha.
Like, okay. I know her mom's not at the strip car in Denver.
So you're perceiving what car she's driving as to how she's doing socially.
Yes.
Socioeconomically.
Yes. So he went in there looking for her, and he couldn't find her.
That's great.
Then she found him, and she said to him, I know why you're here. John sent you.
Really?
Yeah.
So she knew.
She knew.
Wow.
So he gives me, you know, the blue horseshoe loves Anacott Steel call.
Right.
I'm like, cool. He said she was pretty skittish.
Yeah.
So I get in my airplane. Yeah. There's a lot of flying going on. I got a little one.
Well,
next week, and I need to go to the Denver Auto Auction, too.
You got
to
go.
So that night, I'm in there to see this for myself, and I'm in the corner with glasses on and a hat. Trying to be creepy, and I can't find her. And then I feel this tap, tap, tap on my shoulder.
There she is.
And she said, it's been 7 GD years. I knew you'd be up here after I saw Trent in here last week. I knew you'd be right here. I said, baby, I just wanted to come see you. It's been a while.
Baby.
How was she looking?
Pretty damn good.
Pretty good. Awesome.
Pretty damn good.
Did you pay for her dance?
No, I did not get to see her dance.
Okay.
What's that about?
I don't know. I mean, I've seen her dance plenty, but not at the strip club.
Right.
But she had on the heels. Dude, this chick had a body, Jack. I mean, Kiana. Kiana from ESPN. No, she's a aerobics instructor. A very, like her endowment up top is like almost one naturally.
Wow, just naturally.
Like
uniboob. Right.
I mean, and they're, she's got a voodoo booty,
okay,
a six pack, and these boobs that were like, you'd swear they were fake and they weren't. It was ridiculous.
She was making a lot of money.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, but she had a barbed wire
tattoo
around her bicep.
Why do you want to do that?
Now, this girl was a debutante.
Yeah.
In Fort Worth.
I can see our parents wouldn't be
private
proud
school
of
that. Girl went to SMU and then graduated from TCU.
Right.
And she's stripping in a car. I was like, what the?
What are you doing?
It is the nicest place in Denver, though.
So I was sitting there with her having drinks for it really is a nice place. I was sitting there for 3 hours with her having drinks, and her new boyfriend came in.
Okay.
And we kept talking, and he's a pretty clean-cut guy, like not a stripper boyfriend. It's weird.
Right.
Then she gets drunk, and she's like, and he gets mad and starts fighting with her, and he leaves. It's been 7 years, and you're still ruining my life.
Oh, huh. So it's your fault that they're fighting. I see.
Because he was getting mad because I was in there.
Well, he's not supposed to be there.
I agree.
Most clubs don't let the boyfriend come in.
Well, I don't know what the prostitution rules are at the Golden Nugget in Denver.
I can tell you.
But I can tell you that the boyfriend wasn't up to code.
Gotcha.
We'll be right back.
All
right.
Now, back to the John Clay Wolf Show. Hit him up right now, 1-800-800-RADIO. This is the John Clay Wolf Show.
Make up your mind. Decide to walk with me.
So, we're on in Dallas, Houston, Louisiana right now, and not Dallas.
Correct.
And we'll be joining Dallas like in, how long, 30 minutes?
No, less than that.
Like how long?
45, we'll be back on with him.
Okay. Good morning, JD.
Morning, John. Good morning, Bobo. Good morning, Michael.
Hey. Good day.
So, Bob, you like the stripper story?
I do, man. I think that's, you know, people love stories, John.
Is it the Golden Nugget?
Yeah, it's right on the end of Spear Boulevard. If you go from downtown Denver, if you go west, northwest on Spear Boulevard, that's where the long, long bridge is. Golden Nugget is the last thing in downtown you see before you get onto that big, long bridge.
Why do you know
Spear Boulevard? Now, wait a minute. Here's what's weird is I think he's right.
I'm absolutely right.
I know he's right. Wait, why do you know that?
Golden Nugget Cabaret. Not the one in Lake Charles, not the casino. Wait a minute.
No, this is in Denver.
Hang on. Now you got me wondering. Maybe we should just go back up there and see if she's back.
No, let's go.
Boy, she'd be a lot older, wouldn't she?
She would. She would. I saw a picture of her on Facebook. Now she's moved to California.
Oh, yeah.
And she's back driving a new Audi, like the big one.
Yeah.
So parents are back on.
She'll be making movies.
Sugar Daddy.
And she's, no.
Nope.
Parents are real wealthy.
Okay.
And she's surfing. She lives in Santa Monica.
Nice.
She puts up her pictures of her surfing with her surfboard on top of her Audi.
Yeah.
And her dog in her Body Glove bathing suit. And she still looks
hot.
The same in the Body Glove bathing suit that she did back in the day.
So she went from the toot to the pot. That's what it sounds like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Life of a Rich Stripper.
Yeah.
Bye. I can't say her name.
You'd be proud of me, JD, because I have a whole story of exactly why I know all about the Golden Nugget in Denver, and I didn't even go into
it. You didn't go into it? Because John chastised you for storytelling.
You're welcome.
For those that don't know, we found out why Baba wasn't here last week.
Right.
God almighty, did we?
Long story short, car trouble.
Yes. Hey, there it is.
No, but I mean, I'm 60 miles out, so.
Yeah.
Hey, here we go.
Yeah, it can happen. Why didn't you call? Well, I didn't have my phone with me when I broke. See, this is where it turns into a story.
But no, you're hitting the high points. You're getting it done.
You
keep on.
Because you asked me
you're
anyway.
You're getting it done.
Yeah.
But still didn't want to call us. No.
No.
Well, it's lucky, and you never get to say this, but I was so lucky that I had picked up that hitchhiker.
Oh, that's right.
But he was a weird guy. He was all mad about that Jared guy from Subway.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
What was his name?
You know what his name was?
No. We don't care. No one cares what his name was.
Was it Steven's cousin, Chris?
You picked up Chris?
Chris Nigg is not in Bowie, dude.
Stop.
That's that tall, skinny brother from Stop 6. And his uncle is, they call him Arthur, Arthritis.
Arthritis.
You did not.
Have you ever seen, you know, well, like in the movies when Clint Eastwood gets kind of starts to get angry.
That sounded so light when I said that.
Gets a bit of a twitch.
When the black guy said it, it sounds so much better.
I know. I wonder why.
Every time JD says that guy's name, his eye gets that little Clint Eastwood twitch.
No, it doesn't. And, I don't know.
Somebody's calling. Do
probably
we answer?
The boss.
Yeah.
It's probably your boss.
Probably your boss.
800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. I finally got invited to something at the ESPN World in Houston.
Really?
Really? Wow.
Got an invitation to a gal's house for some Final Four party.
What?
We ought to go crash it.
Yeah, we should.
Wait a minute. That doesn't sound like a normal type of invite.
Yeah.
Like a radio show event?
I don't know.
It's at somebody's house. She likes you. I bet she likes you.
Well, I bitched enough about never getting invited to the Christmas party.
Oh, so they wanted to.
She felt bad.
So they wanted to invite you to something that's not a station event, so you won't feel bad.
Right.
And you get there, and it's just you and her.
What a
no, it's the owner's house. Who's her?
I don't know. I thought you said it was some chick's
David
house.
Gow. He owns the station.
Oh, David Gow
Media.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, maybe that would have been a bad event right there.
Yeah, I got invited over to Brenda's house, my rep.
That'd be big time.
For TV dinners and chicken and biscuits.
You never know.
We're going to watch wrestling.
Okay. We're not going to do that anymore. You hear the Longhorns lost last night at the buzzer?
Man, they did.
North Iowa Panthers 75-72 victory over the number 6 Longhorns at the buzzer.
March Madness has been awesome.
Half court. Texas teams are having a hard time this year, though.
Except for Stephen F. Austin, the Lumberjacks.
Yeah.
They won. They another upset. So
what happened to A&M? Is A&M playing?
Yeah, they won too. Yeah, they won.
John just checked out. You don't care about March Madness?
It's nope. Basketball.
Don't be laying none of your basketball on me, dog.
There's a lot of people who like it.
Oh, it's great. Gambling game sport, too. March Madness, everybody's betting on it.
Said the illegal gambling is in the billions, and the lost productivity is in the $100 million range.
Probably, yeah.
For more, that's what they say.
Oh, I used to be bad, real bad. I'd have like 10 brackets filled out and stuff.
What is up with that?
I need to get into it. Sounds fun because I don't care at all.
You're still bad. I'll bet you got money on horse racing on the East Coast already today.
No, I don't.
Jeremy, 15 Mustang GT with 15. Is it leather claw?
Leather.
Automatic or stick?
The performance package.
Yeah?
Oh, boy.
Leather or stick?
Stick?
I mean, I'm sorry, automatic or stick, not leather or stick. and you've got an 11 F-150 with 105, so you're going to trade these cars in, right?
Right. I'm hoping to trade them in on a new F-150.
Okay. Well, here's what I want you to do. Put them both in givemethevin.com. And are the guys, they took your phone number, didn't they? So they can call you back? Did you give them a good number or a bogus one?
I gave them a good one.
Okay. Then they'll call you back, and they'll get... I don't have time to bid two cars on the air right now, but we can line you up with a dealership that's in our network and get your pricing on the new trade-in also. Where do you live?
Decatur, Texas.
I know where that is.
Decatur, Texas.
You want to...
Did you pick up Bobo the other day?
Have you been listening for a while this morning? Did you hear Bobo's stupid story about breaking down in Bowie?
No, it's
Boyd. No, I just tuned in about 10 minutes ago.
You didn't miss anything.
I broke down in Boyd.
This rig's worth 28, 27 grand on the Mustang. And the truck, we'll get to it offline, but I've got plenty of Ford dealers I can hook you up with, and we'll get your trade-in straightened out before you go in there. Because you want to trade it in, because you're going to lose your tax credits if you don't. If you just sell it to me and then go buy a new one, you're going to lose your tax credits.
Right.
And that's $1,000 at least. Okay.
Okay.
Got it. 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO. Darnell.
Hello.
Daryl.
Yes, it's Daryl.
Daryl has an 08 Fusion. Is it a six-cylinder or a four?
It's a V6.
Leather or cloth?
Cloth interior.
Okay. Sunroof, yes or no?
No sunroof, no.
Average rough or clean?
Average what?
Average rough or clean condition?
Oh, it's clean condition. I've had the leather seat covers over the front seats ever since I've owned it.
Where you be staying?
I'm sorry. Where am I at? Where do I live?
Where you be staying? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm in the Saginaw area, North Fort Worth.
Do you ever go over to Springtown and get some meth?
No. I know people that might, though.
No, they got it pretty well covered in Saginaw, as a matter of fact.
Do they? Oh, Saginaw didn't need any help?
Yeah. No, Saginaw's a clean town. Come on now.
Oh, it sure is, yeah.
Do you ever
Saginaw PD is the finest in the Metroplex.
I believe that.
You ever go up to Boat Club Road to the little old Harbor One restaurant and have your cocktail on the deck and watch the band?
You're talking about the flight.
The flight. Hey, did you know there's a secret room up there?
I do. There's a. You go behind the bookcase.
He's a tweaker.
You go up to the smoker's lounge.
He's a tweaker.
That's where the meth is hot.
I'm not a tweaker. I'm actually. I ride a bike. I'm a group leader of a motorcycle group and sport bikes. Okay. And we frequent different locations.
Well, surely there's no speed being used among that bunch.
That's the only speed I use.
Come on, there are 1,000 stories in the shadow of that giant grain elevator, man. Saginaw, Texas.
All right, $2,500 to $3,000 is the money.
I actually build trains for them.
Really?
Yeah, I work for a company called Trinity.
You had a lot of energy, didn't you?
Bobo, shut up.
No.
Bobbo.
We're frequently drug
tested.
Turn
it off. I got to move this call on to the next topic to keep the flow going, okay? Sorry about that, Daryl. $2,500 to $3,000.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
That'll buy a lot of sure gel, Daryl. No, he's right. Saginaw really is kind of a squeaky clean town.
Oh, God.
Nowadays.
We have longer segments on this show, so I'm really just trying to tap on you to get you back prepared for when we come back. Listen, we're sitting on a 10-station deal. Let me look in your eyes.
That's exciting.
Well, okay? Then we would be good all the time.
Well, we've got to be, and we've got to tighten up for it. And I just got a text message from the National Program Director of iHeartMedia.
Excellent.
And they're listening this morning.
Excellent.
So if you can't do right, then shut up.
If I can't do right.
Yeah. Really? We got to pace it right and we got to be good today.
That's all right, Holmes, because look at me. You're looking at Bobbo, Captain B-O-B-B-O.
He sent us a text message.
I am radio.
Said, y'all sound great this morning. But I disagree.
Don't overthink it.
I think we
Don't
can be
overthink
better.
It, John. Yeah. This is when you get tight, when you start overthinking.
Be the ball.
Do I need to go in the bathroom and knock one out?
Yes, you do.
John, be the ball.
You just need to
get the baby batter off the brain.
Randall Pink Floyd wants you to do, man.
Excuse me while I knock this out.
I wouldn't have gone there. That's really far. JD's going to cry.
800-800-7234.
He meant he was allegedly going to knock one out.
Have you ever done that before a date?
No, sir. No, sir.
Well, yeah.
I never.
You never done it?
Yeah.
When you needed to get
where
right?
Where I come from, that is a date.
Yeah, you're being funny. Give this man his money. Damn, finally.
I'm not proud.
You know, the coolest part about missing a tooth is I can whistle better.
You sound like a tard. 800-800-7234.
Allegedly.
800-800-RADIO. I'm going to get hate mail.
You
over
are going to get hate mail. I lead you down this beautiful path and you take crap on it.
I always get hate mail.
This morning's segment of quality programming is powered by GiveMeTheVIN.com. At GiveMeTheVIN.com, we'll buy your car today.
Nice reset.
Right. Are we out of time, please?
Yeah, we got time.
Is this date over, please? Because that's what I do, Steven.
My legs are still wet from spilling all that coffee.
I know. You hear Don Henley said the Eagles are done. They're not going to tour anymore.
I thought they were done before Glenn
died. No, they were still touring.
I saw them just last year in Austin, man. It's still a hell of a live show.
But I think they should do one more as a tribute to Glenn.
Yeah.
To Glenn, but they're not. No, then this week Don Henley said, "Nope, we're out, we're done." And we're like,
that would
sell
you huge. Said
that. Yeah, it would sell so huge.
Do that hologram thing.
I got a question.
Do the hologram thing.
Screw all that. Let's talk amongst us.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, just
screw the cars. I want to talk to y'all because we never get. I'm so busy during the week. I'm like
we
a speed freak.
I know.
And I can't communicate.
We've noticed.
I know. Now I forget what I was going to say.
I think you communicate damn well.
You wanted to talk.
John will give me those obligatory calls at the house, you know, at night sometimes.
I want to talk to you about this show. So in Austin and in San Antonio, we're looking at doing it on country stations.
Oh.
So how is this going to fit in on a country station?
I think it'll be fine.
I don't.
Totally. It'll be fine.
Why do I think it'll be a problem?
Because it won't.
Your accent alone will think, "Hey, this boy's just like me. It's perfect."
Listen, the way people use radio now, think of an iPod. What does the average person have on an iPod? They'll have country, they'll have rock, they'll have pop, jazz,
Stevie Wonder, and
you're not going
to
burn.
Any,
you're not going to burn anybody off. With
no.
That.
And in Austin, it's very transsexual listening. Lots of crossover.
Okay.
No,
we'll have a lot less trouble with your racial innuendos, JD, because on a country station.
I don't have any racial.
People aren't as uptight, we'll say.
I don't have any.
That kind of thing.
Racial
you know.
Overtones. Except you. I'm about to recall you words.
But if I heard this, maybe I don't listen to country radio at all. I hate it. I listen. In Houston, I listen to 97.1 The Country Legend with Merle and all that.
Let me tell you what.
Yeah.
Country.
But new country, nothing. I know nothing. So but, will we fit?
Yes. Totally. Okay. Totally. Yeah. Because new country is really pop. It's pop rock.
Yep. So, even a little hip hop.
Do they wear Rockies still?
No.
I quit listening to country when Rockies went out.
Wow. That's
no,
been a
all
while.
The all the guy singers are wearing girly jeans.
My last any attention to country was Clint Black.
Oh, my Lord. He's still around, by the way.
Yeah.
We're going to have some tickets to give away to Clint Black on this show.
Well,
we are.
Great. Dwight.
He's coming to Houston.
1990, 91, 92. That was the end of country for me. And then ever since then, I listened to the old stuff.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, 94, 95.
The answer to
Garth
your question
Brooks
is
killed it in 94.
It's going to be great.
Garth Brooks killed country
oh,
music.
Oh, he did not. No, Luke then, Bryan put the final
Toby
nail.
Toby Keith helped.
He didn't. I want Toby Keith. How did Toby Keith help? He's very country.
He helped kill it.
He didn't know how. He's country.
Big ass, dumb He's yellow country. Truck You're and a red solo cup.
Oh,
and
that
a stoop
song sucked.
And my old hoe.
Have you ever heard the
Have
old
urban? You
heard
urban... the mild hoe?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, Have you ever heard the old not, urban
not,
lesson?
Not like... woman, like the hoe. He's yeah. he's raking with the hoe. He's farming with the hoe. Mild hoe. It's stupid. It has a lot of innuendo. I think
That's
he's talking...
Toby Keith?
Yeah.
I never heard of it.
There's a rumor going
my
around that
hoe.
He's actually a woman. Have you ever heard that?
No, that's
no.
not a rumor. That's
Seriously.
Not true. No, it's not.
It's like
and
an
I'll
urban
have him
legend.
Come up here to beat your ass. If
I know
you say
he's
it
got
again.
Kind of a lowish voice for a woman. But
you got 16 or are you really out?
No, we're really out here.
I mean, is that the right countdown?
Yes.
You're freaking out like, you got, like you've we're got good. A disability.
We'll Hard. Be back with more of the John Clay Wolf Show, powered by GimmeTheVin.com.
Next
Stay
on the main
tuned.
Stage, it's Disability, the one-arm stripper. Oh. Yeah, guys, she lost it in that accident, but she still got the curves. We'll be right back.